Sarah Manning is Chief Medical Informatics Officer for Essentia.
There was a project that we had planned to help manage chronic diseases such as depression and diabetes done virtually. And we were going to do a normal pilot project where we would test the process and care for the patients in a limited setting. But when we recognized the significance of the COVID crisis here in mid-March, we recognized that this technology we had already started to develop would be very useful in protecting both the patients and the staff.
Manning says they've held more than 34,000 virtual visits since the service was launched in mid-March. She says on the average day, medical staff meet with about 3,000 clients while limiting potential exposure. Manning says while there are instances where an in-person visit is preferred, having virtual visits does not diminish the level of care being provided.
The child that I saw was quite ill. And normally if I was talking to the mom on the phone or if she had brought her child into the office, I would have had to gather more information that would have been quite difficult. In this instance, I was able to hear the child breathing over the phone and I said, "Mom, could you just point your camera at the child so I can see?" And very quickly I could see she was quite ill and needed to be admitted to the hospital. So that child's life was saved with that technology.
Manning says with a strong response, she expects to see the virtual visits continue well after the COVID-19 threat subsides. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.